Awesome God, our open doors to glory revival grand finale.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation 3:7. He said unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no man open. And he says, I know your works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. And behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is John writing according to the vision that our Lord Jesus Christ was showing him on the island of Patmos, where he was sent on her side for preaching the word of God, and for the fact that they put him inside a boiling oil and he did not die, but the whole of his skin peeled and it looks horrible to behold, for Christ's sake. So they sent him to the highland of Patmos, and from there God continually revealing his truth. And he was writing to different churches, and he wrote to this church. Why am I talking about this particular church? Because this particular church, he said to this church that this church has kept his words. We have been talking since yesterday and 2 days ago. And yesterday especially, we spoke about the anointing, that the book of Isaiah says with the anointing, the yoke will be broken, the burden will be taken off our shoulders, and the yoke will be broken by the anointing. Yesterday, we not dwelt with what the anointing is. We realized that it is the spirit of faith, the gift of faith, the power of faith, the shield of faith. In other words, faith, which is what we can use to quench all fiery darts of the enemy. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is that power. We said it is believing the word of God to do something, to accomplish something. Believing the word of God so that the word of God can do what the word of God says he will do. And then we realize that the word of God is Jesus himself, and Jesus said, the door that you want to open, any door that you want to pass, I am that door. When you take me as the door, every door opens. And now he's telling us now, as we have read the book of Revelation, that we should continue in what we have learned. Continue in believing the word of God. Continue in prayer, continue in fasting, continue in reading and meditating the word. Because each time you are going through a journey,
There are persecutions.
Amen. So he said to the church of Philadelphia, he said, I know your works. I know how you have little strength. That means you are not a gra-gra person. That means you are not somebody who is boastful, who is saying that I fasted for 40 days or fasted for 1 year or prayed all through. No. But you are somebody that keeps my word. You are not looking on your own self. Your strength is small. You consider yourself to have small strength. That does not mean you can't fast for 40 days. But we are saying fasting and praying without being boastful. Fasting and praying in submission to God. Fasting and praying while believing the word of God. Because we said it, if you fast and pray and you don't believe the word of God, you are only just going on hunger strike. Because it will produce nothing. It will not be effectual. Bible says what makes your prayer to be effectual is that you believe in the righteousness of Christ. You believe in the righteousness of his word. You believe that the word of God is right and you accept it. That is why it says the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not effectual prayer of the one that fasted most. So he said, church, listen to me. You have small strength because you don't look above yourself. What you have done, the works that you are working, you are not saying that is what has given you everything that you have. But it is my word, the word that is able to create everything from the beginning. That is what you hold on to. And people will say that is not enough. But you have grabbed what is more important. Like when he said to Mary, he said, Mary, you are choosing the better part by listening to my word. Yesterday we said that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The anointing cannot grow without the word. And that is what he's saying. He said, I know your works. And what is the works? What are the things that Philadelphia church is doing that attracted Jesus, that attracted God to say, John, pen down these things. He said, I know your works. Why? You have kept my word and you have not denied my name. You have little strength, but you have kept my word. And I ask myself, if keeping the word of God is little strength, is that not the most strength? But because they submitted, he said, you have kept my word. And you have not denied my name. That means anywhere you are from today, because Jesus is the open door. He said, I am the door. If anyone comes by me, if you come to me, you will go in and out and you will find pasture. So he said, you have kept my word and has not denied my name. Which name? Say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And that name is the name that the righteous they run into and they are saved. He says, in the face of persecution, when they want to kill you, when people are laughing at you, you didn't deny that you know me. Just look at the important things that God is counting to tell somebody, I have opened your door and nobody can shut that door. Amen. Why? Amen. You keep my name. You believe my word. Hallelujah. And you hold fast to the word of patience. Amen.
Amen.
Namakan Setoliaha. 10 said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. You have kept the word of my patience. So I will let everyone that is laughing at you to come and worship at your feet. I will make everyone that says that why are you rushing to go to church is because of what you need from God. Meanwhile, you are going to church because you want to serve God, because you believe in the name of God and you hold fast the word of God. And you go to church. You want to hear Him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But you are patient with those who are laughing at you. You are patient with those who says that the word of God will not come to pass in your life. You have been going to church again and again and nothing miraculous is happening. You are patient. You are patient keeping the word of God. He said, don't worry, I've opened a door for you. A door to eternal life. A door that is the real door that needs to be opened. What should a man gain? What is the blessing of a man if he have the whole world and lose his own soul? You hold, that is the most high door. And I will open that door for you. It is a door that no one can shut. Just as when he took Noah into the boat, into the canoe, and then he shut the door. He was the one that closed them in. The flood could not open it. The wind could not open it. The storm could not open it. There was nothing that could open the door because he was the one that shut the door. And he said, I opened door for you and nobody can shut it. And I shut some doors for your sake and nobody can open it.
Amen.
So the doors of your blessings, as you submit yourself to God continuously, knowing that He cares, just see what He wrote there. Towards the end of 9, when He said, I will tell those who are satanic, the Babylonian Assyrian people, they will know that I am your God. He said, what? He said, because I have loved thee. Is that when he said, Esau I hate, Jacob I love. And you look at Jacob, is Jacob's character a good one? He was a swindler. That guy won't do juju. But check your Bible now. He did juju. He tied wood and tied colored clothes. And when the animals are mating, he will drag them there. So that they will meet the color that he has agreed with Laban. But God laughed at him later. He said, when you were doing that, your juju that you thought you were doing juju, don't you know that I'm the one that is making it to come to pass? Because I have loved you. Then he submitted to God. He cried. He submitted to God. He said, Father, I give you. I mean, I'm not going into that detail, but we have had that question before. He thought it was his own sense until God told him, say, hey, that thing you think you are doing, that may I interpret it as juju, because he tied cloth, put that for three. When it is during the mating time, he will push them. If he tells Laban that, okay, you take so color. The Bible says that if they say this year, he will take the spotted animals and Laban will take the plain animals. The spotted animals will be very strong. The plain one will be weak. Laban will know, say, okay, next year, I will be the one to take the spotted one, you will take the plain one. The same thing, it will change. To the favor of who? Jacob. Why? You've had a patient. With patience, you had my word with patience. God already gave him the word, gave him blessing. He says, I am with your father, so I will be with you. And through you, many nations will come out. So he held on to the word of God. He did not deny the word of God, nor did he deny the name of God. So God said, that door be opened is opened. The one that needs to be closed is closed, because I love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation. Their senior powers are between what they are doing. Looting lives, looting businesses, looting whatever they want to lose, loot. Under the excuse of the pandemic. And then they are working together with the Babylonian power. The one that does not want anybody to worship God in spirit and in truth. The power that takes the word of God to be yeah. That want to present something that looks better but is not better, is rotten. That is the kind of deception that tells the children children of Judah, when they went to exile in Babylon, he said, come and eat pig in the king's palace and take wine and eat fatty food. And Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, we will not eat, we will rather eat vegetable. Why? Then we are holding fast to the word of God that says, don't eat those things. Because their heart is submitted to God. And for that reason, God made them 10 times fresher and better. Do you know God never lies? When he promised you, he will do it. He gives you his word, he will keep it. He's not Satan the devil. God is God. God is God. Look at how the Babylonian forces, they came against them. They won the first temptation. God said, I will keep you. I will keep you. I will keep you from the hour of temptation. I know that this has to deal with the future. It has to deal somehow to the second coming of Christ. But I'm preparing our mind to think, so that each time when things are coming, know what to do. We are getting closer. We are getting closer. We are getting closer to different stages of temptations. It's coming gradually, 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 gradually. It will come like a thief in the night. As long as things are still okay with you now, you will think it will never get worse. You will think that it will change. Let's pray more. Yes, we keep praying. But we are only praying to restrain. We are not praying to stop. Because nobody can stop the program of God when it is time. And during this time, temptations will go upon temptations. Upon temptations. Assyria will blow. Babylon will blow. They did. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what was the next test? Bow before me. Worship the idol. Follow our system. Follow our ways. If you don't agree to do what we say you should do, we won't kill you directly. We will put you in a fire, in a place that is difficult for you, unbearable for you to live. It's not going to be a physical fire like that time. We will put you in an unbearable condition. An unbearable condition that will make you to want to deny the name of God. But if you hold on to the name, if you keep the word of patience, that is why I say patience. The Bible said that those who endure to the end shall be saved. Say, your strength is small, but my word will encourage you. Your strength is small, but I'm ready to make those who don't believe in me to submit, because you hold on to my word and to my name. I will even keep you out of temptation. Does not mean that you will not face the temptation, but it means that you will have enough power and assistance from God, as much as you submit yourself to God and you say, Father, my life is with you. If I will die, let me die. I'd rather serve you to the end and they kill me in an unbearable condition that will be brought than for me to submit. And God showed up first in the situation before they arrived here. But it is patience that you have that will keep you safe, because you trust in God with the whole of your heart. How are you getting what I am saying? Because inside the temptation we come upon all that dwells on the earth. Everyone that is dwelling there. So it's not something that you will not know when it starts feeling, when you start feeling it. Some are feeling it already. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, but when you overcome, he will give you a new name. Remember that he says at the end of the day, he will come back and he will bring a new Jerusalem and a new earth. And he says that you will be part of those if you follow this according to his word. And his name will be written on you, that this one belongs to God. A name that no one can be able to erase. Because the time is coming, as Lucifer is walking, making himself more bold, making himself more clear, making himself more visible than before. They went to the fire. After fire, what was the temptation again? Don't pray to God. One, they say, worship me. From worshiping, you say you will not worship, you came out. Then they say, don't even pray. If we hear, say you pray. If we hear that you pray, if we hear your voice, we are going through it already. If we hear you sing, if you hear you shout hallelujah, if we hear it, only one or two persons should do it. Every other person, even with your face mask, don't say anything. And then they put one, God forbid. But we have not really reached that time. Unless we restrain it. It is coming. Whatever we are feeling now, whatever we are experiencing now, is a shadow. It's a shadow of things to come. So let us buckle up. Grand finale not today, but I'm not interested in making anyone excited. I will tell you what I need to tell you. Buckle up! Because everything that is going on now is a shadow of what will come. Prepare yourself. But one thing you should know, that God never fails. Every word that he promises, he will surely bring it to pass. That is why the book of James 5 from 7 says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has not patient for it, until he received the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws near. Don't think it's a lie. You have to establish your heart. Be patient. Prepare yourself, for it is coming. You are going to experience it. It is coming. He said, grudge not one against another, brethren. Stop grudging. This is not a time to complain. This is the time for you to be serious. Every one of you. Don't start looking outside. This one do me. It don't do. Prepare yourself. God is holy. God is righteous. And he calls every one of us to be holy and to be righteous. Believing his word, he counted it for Abraham as righteousness. Believe his word. Receive his word by faith. Do his word by faith. Hide yourself under the righteousness that Christ Jesus has given you. so that you will enjoyly and peacefully just do the rightful things with nobody coming to disturb you. You are already standing right with Christ because he paid a price. But the other things you need to do, continue doing them. Say, hold on to your patience. Hold on to these good works. Let nobody take your crown. Say, no one will take my crown in Jesus' name. He said, let no one take your crown. That is why in the book of James, he said, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge stand before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, to an example of suffering, afflictions, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. He said, you have seen the patience of Job. You have seen how Job suffered. Everything, the Assyrian power looted everything. Because that is who Satan is. Satan is the head of the Assyrian power and the Babylonian power. He looted everything that Job has, and he was not satisfied. He said, skin for skin. And you know the one that built that edge? God said, but look how patient, look how righteous, look at his integrity towards me. Look at how he upheld the word that I spoke. Look at how he upheld my name, he stand by my name. Satan said, waiting, is it not because you are still with him? Is it not only his properties that I took? Is it not only all his children that I killed? He does not have any material thing or any generational person. And then you are telling me this thing. But you are still protecting him now. He said, remember the patience of Job. He put Saul, and yet, even though the multitude around him, we learned about that yesterday, when he separated the man from the multitude, and then touched his ears with his finger and his tongue. He separated the man first from the multitude. All the multitude around Job was telling Job, curse God and die, you are a sinner. Job said, God has made me righteous. I did not do wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, the tender mercy of God was what assisted who? Job. Once you make up your mind that Father, I belong to you, even in that suffering is with you so that you will not fail. See what he did with Abraham. Abraham lied that she's my wife. Abimelech would have touched Sarah. How do I know? Because of what God said. Abimelech said, will you destroy the righteous for the sin that he did not commit? Did I know? Is he not the one that said, she's my wife? She's my sister. God said, I know, that is why I did not allow you to touch her. Because I know the integrity of your heart, that you did it innocently. God covering the one that he has covenant with. Making to be right standing. Despite the fact of what he has done. That is what he did. And God said, I did not like what this your friends around you, they were saying. Say, Job, pray for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has he not made those who said that they had Jews to worship at his feet? Did he not make them to worship at his feet? They were all laughing at him, telling him that you are a sinner. They all still had their money. But that person that they were saying is not good was the one that they went to receive prayer from, so that their own life would be okay. He has already made those who said, the hypocrites, to worship at his feet. He says, so be patient like Job. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Isaiah 12 from 1. He said, and in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou was angry with me, that anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Who is your strength? He said, you have little strength because you keep my word. So if you have little strength because you are keeping your word, you are keeping the word of God, you make Jehovah. That is the God who causes to become, the God who makes things to happen. He now will now become what? Your strength. That was what happened to the Philadelphia church. He said, I have loved him. Because you are doing the rightful things, believing in what I have told you, not by your works. Even though he calls it works there, because faith is work anyway. But that you submitted yourself to me. He said, I love you. So he said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He is also has become what? My salvation. Therefore, with joy shall I draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day, say ye, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Sit, cry out, and shout, you inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. God is with you in his awesome power to help you, to make you to become what you will be. He said, don't rely on your own power. Trust in my word. Trust in my name. Accept the sacrifice that I've given unto you. Believe what I have spoken concerning you. Therein you prosper. Let your ears not hear what the people are saying that can confuse you. He said, hold on to my word. And with joy, with joy, with joy, you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen. So he said, just burst out and be singing, be rejoicing, because you know what he has spoken to you concerning this year. We come to pass, not by power, not by might, by your spirit. Believe the word, and it will come to pass. Because when you believe the word, you send his angels to go and walk. Ezekiah prayed. Did Ezekiah say, God send your angel? God said, don't worry, I will destroy those people. As he prayed, only one angel finished all of them. Just as he has prophesied. The same God appeared to Moses. They were so much afraid at the Red Sea because the Egyptians were pursuing them. Those that don't want to let them go so that they will go and worship God. But they knew who God is. They believed at least Moses. Moses stood to believe the word of God. But they said, Moses, you want to kill us here? Moses said, Papa, God, help me. God said, what do you have in your hand? A rod. Rod, the word of God. The rod, which was the word of God. He says, stretch forth the rod on the water. So you now carry a rod, just go this sea and do like this. Will it work? But because you believe in God, because you are friend of God, because you love the one that loves you. Like the secular song that we sing. It's so good loving somebody and somebody loves you back. He's so good that you love God Almighty the way He loves you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He stretched for the rod. It was not the rod that walked. I said it already the first day. The angels went into work. It was the angels that were disturbing the chariots from there to not to move. But what, they have little strength. Believing the word of God. Accepting the word of God. And great miracle through the awesome God was happening. Hallelujah. He said, I have opened a door for you. He said, that door will not be shut. The ones I closed for you, those adversaries that want to swallow you or that I close the door against them, they can't reopen the door to touch you. He said, but the doors of your blessings, according to the book of Isaiah 60, he said, the doors of your blessings, the doors of your goodness, Isaiah 60 from 11, he said, therefore your gates, therefore your doors, therefore your gates. When he said your gates, it means that the city, it is house that have door. It's city that carries gates. Or the gates that surround the house or surround the mansion or surround the city. Those are the ones that have gates. It is the wall that is the one that have gates. Like the one that Nehemiah was building. The fence of defense that Nehemiah was building around Jerusalem. He said, your gates shall be opened continuously. It shall not be shut day or night. So that men will bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles. Everything you need in 2021. Your gates are open. And the helpers are coming with everything that you need.
Amen.
From all the Gentiles. He said that even their kings will come to be a blessing unto you.
Amen.
Who is that prominent person in Tirol? Who is that prominent person in Innsbruck? Who is that prominent person in Austria that has to bless you this year? That person has been released for your sake. That person has been released for your sake. I said that person has been released for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because your gates are open. He said that open a door, nobody can close. He said your gates, not only one gate. Diverse kinds of gates. The gates around Jerusalem were how many gates? Is it 12 gates or 4 gates? Rabbo Koshe Ramahandele. Now I can't even remember it. I think it was 4 gates. 3. Mapore, either 3 or either 4 or 12. Anyway, the gates will be open. He says, so that the forces, every one of them that must help you this year, will not say they will not help you.
Amen.
They will help you. And what I like is this. He said they refuse. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee. Did he not say that I will make those who says they are Jewish people and they are not? That means those who are claiming they know everything, they are the real believers. He did not say I will make them to come and worship at your feet. How did Job get back his riches? Did he work for it? The first one that Satan destroyed, he worked for them. But this one, the Dashan. It was his gates that was open. The gates of favor. The gates of answer to solution. The Bible said that when he prayed for his friends, God made the heart of the people. That is the last, towards the last three verses of the last book of Job. He said he made everybody in the community to start bringing gold and silver blessings to Job. He no work. They were blessing him to the extent that his wealth became 2 sometimes more than before. So it is a must that your helpers will help you.
Amen.
I say it is a must for your helpers to help you.
Amen.
Because whoever refused to help you, he said, those nations that refuse to serve thee shall perish, and they shall utterly be wasted. Look at the book of Job 42:12. He says, so, take it to 11. He said, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, everybody that needed him, and they eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord has brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. To the extent he became richer than he was before.
At the beginning.
What happened here? The gates were opened. The nations came to bless him. The people around came to help him. They were not forced, they just came. They just came because you are submitting yourself, and you are submitted yourself, and you have just said, God, unto you.
Take control.
He said, I opened the door. The gates, the doors of your 2021 is open.
Amen.
And no one can shut them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he says, if anyone dare to say, they will not respond.
Amen.
Say, those people shall perish.
Amen.
So everyone holding your visa, everyone holding your state permit, everyone holding your joy, everyone holding your peace, everyone holding your children, everyone holding your prosperity, everyone holding your head, I stand upon these words and I decree unto them to release all your blessings, to release all your belongings from the state, from the government, from the nations of the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that refuse, they perish in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So this year will be a year where you will see yourself according to the book of Psalm 126. He said that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. You have been expecting so many things, and it looks as if it is not coming forth to happen. Last year you expected, 2 years ago you expected. Every time you are going to the office to ask them for what belongs to you and you are not getting it. Every time you are praying, you are saying, God, touch me, and it looks as something is not happening. Every time you are going for the one that the Lord showed you that it will favor you or she will favor you, but it is not happening. But this year, the Lord said, I will turn. Because all things work out together for good. So them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. This year, I have opened a door that no one can shut. And I have closed the doors of evil, and no one can open it. Because all things must work together for your good. I will turn again the captivity of Zion. So that with joy, you will throw wells. You will throw water out of the wells of salvation. He said, your mouth will be filled with laughter.
Amen.
Ah! Because it's going to be like a dream. Because somewhere you will think in your heart that this year is going to be like last year. It's going to be like 2 years ago. It's going to be like 5 years ago. I have been crying. But he said, this year, 2021, I will turn again your captivity. I will turn again your captivity. And you will be as if you are dreaming. Because the awesome God is intervening in your matter. The awesome God is intervening in your situation. That is the God that when he does something, you will be amazed and surprised. It will look like a dream. You will be astonished. You will be amazed. You will look and you will say, did it really
really happen? Yes, your testimony, it is happening for sure. Your door is coming to show. Your visa is coming to show. Your step permit is coming to you. Your children are coming to you. Everything you call God for, that is God blessing. The goodness of the blessings of God, they are manifesting in your life by the power of the Holy Ghost. In your mighty name of Jesus, your mouth is filled with laughter. He said your tongue will be singing. Ah, look at the gates open for you. Look at the gates open for you. The gates are not shut. Continuously, the gates are open. The gates are not shut. Continuously, the gates are open. Your gates are not shut. And God will cause them to come. God will make them to come. They will bring your blessings from afar. They will bring your gold from afar. They will bring your silver from near. And everything that you need that is your own is becoming your own in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, it's the awesome power of God that will suppress people for your sake. This 2021 is the awesome power of God that will make people to look, the Lord has done great things. When you open the eyes of the blind, they say, we have not seen it in this fashion. When he healed the deaf and loosed the tongue so that he can hear the word of God to believe and he can declare and profess the word of God, he said, everyone was astonished. Is it true?
Yes.
Can it happen? Really? How is it possible? Which is it, we don't tie you finish. How is it possible? Really? You mean it actually happened? The awesome God is working. The awesome God is working. The unfailing God is working. The faithful God is working. They think it's not going to be possible. But it is possible. Because with God, all things are possible to those who believe. He said, I will turn your captivity. This is the year of tribulation. This is the year of your dancing, because my awesome power will work for you. My awesome power will work for you. And you will dance and you will jubilate. Ma para kanya. To the extent that people will surprise. Where is the Babylonian power? Where is the Assyrian power? What happened to their power? God has done great things. Their powers are falling. Their influence are destroyed. I said their influence is kaput. Their powers are falling. Their powers are filled. For the Lord shall do great things, so that you will be glad and you will turn again to tell God thank you in your mighty name of Jesus. Is it because of your children? Is it because of your son? Is it because of your daughter? Is there anyone you are crying to God for that you say, God, touch my child. Father, touch my son. Father, touch my daughter. Father, turn things around. He said, yes, this year, I am turning your captivity. And I am putting laughter into your mouth. And you are going to laugh and it will be like a dream. When he came against Sennacherib, when he came against Sennacherib, Sennacherib did not believe what happened. They wake up in the morning only to find cops. Corpses were full. And then he went to his house and his own son killed him. Because his own weapon is what will destroy the enemy. When he came, when the enemy came against Jehoshaphat, they were praising God according to what God said. He said, if you sow in tears, you shall come rejoicing with singing. If you sow in tears, you shall come rejoicing with singing. Your reaping will be with singing. And that was what happened. And when they cried, they fasted. God said to Jehoshaphat, you are not going to fight in this battle. And truly, according to the word of God, they did not fight in the battle because God caused an ambushment among the Assyrians, among the Babylonians of our days, that are called the Egyptians and the elite, that want to destroy the whole nations in whatever way they want to destroy it. But God caused ambushment in their life and in their midst.
Amen.
And they destroyed themselves.
Amen.
And the good thing is that 3 days the nations were packing.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy, where captive from the people, the people recovered it. Everything stolen from the people through looting. Through looting. Because God was ready to turn again the captivity of Zion. God turned a bushment. What is up? And that I was asking Daddy yesterday. I said, Daddy, let us consider this scripture. I said, abushment. Abushment now, wele. If you wele somebody. Abi? That is our Nigerian language of abushment. If you wele somebody, who is the one that wele the people? He said, God set abushment. Yeah. Who wele them? Because the Bible said they were the one killing themselves. They plan to go and kill people. Then they didn't recognize themselves again. Confusions. So their pushment was God confusing them against them. When they see this face, they will think, oh, this is an Israelite. Meanwhile, it's their own people. They see this face, it is Israelite. Meanwhile, it's their own people. How does God do that? He will make them to start seeing themselves as enemies. All of them that have programmed themselves together to destroy the nations of the world, that have programmed themselves together, can you imagine that they are deporting people in this season? How can you be deporting people in Corona time? What do you want the person to go to his village and his town to go and do? The whole world is in trouble, and you are deporting people. Are you so heartless in this season? Even we that we are here, we are struggling. Trusting God to live. But we thank God that the system to some extent is helping us. And then you are taking them to the communist bloc.
And they're not danger.
That they are not even getting 70 euro as salary per month, even though they are in European countries. They are not getting 200 euro as salary per month, even though they are in European countries. Not to talk of you sending them to Africa. Waiting now. Now don't get hurt. But everything they have looted, they will see themselves as their own enemy. Amen. And they will fight themselves. Amen. And everything they have taken from us will be recovered by the power of God. Amen. Will be returned back to us. Amen.